Coffee call this morning, and we have Marshall County District 3 Commissioner Monty Collins joining us in the studio, the first in a series of conversations with our county commissioners to kind of finish out the first week of the new year. But Monty is the first to join us here, and we'll be hearing from Eddie McGuire and Marty Barrett over the course of the next couple of days as well. Of course, we had new Judge Executive Kevin Spraggs in the studio last week, along with Deputy Judge Andy Pagel, and first fiscal court meeting yesterday, and you guys had some dramatic scenes there. I won't go into that, but overall, give us kind of the overview of the first meeting. You guys had a lot to do yesterday.
Yeah, it was a very productive meeting, of course, and I think, like was on the news last night, there was controversy or whatever you want to call it, but it wasn't between us this time.
For a change, yes.
So no, we had a lot of stuff to take care of. Had a couple of laws on the state level that had changed due to tourism and transient tax and stuff like that. So a lot of it. My wife and one of my daughters came for one of the first times, I think, and was able to watch. A lot of it was reading of ordinances, which is probably not all that fascinating to them. But a lot of time is put into that. And anyway, we had a couple of ordinances as it relates to that, and some budget amendments to put back some money into a couple of departments that through the last budget session it was a little hectic and there were some cuts that had to be made, and unfortunately it was in those couple of departments, and we actually had a lot more in carryover than was expected, which is a good thing, and so we were able to put some money back into the jail and to the sheriff's department.
Yeah, I was going to ask you what those departments are.
Yeah, it's the jail. You know, the jail, all jails have been through a lot since COVID. When the governor made an executive decision then to let some folks out because of COVID and all the, I mean, it was when it was brand new, you know, and then it's just kind of, it's taken this long to get back to where those jails are getting back to where they were. So that was one much needed. And then the other one was the sheriff's department. There were some cuts to, you know, nothing that would be something that would cause harm to anyone, but it was needed to be put back in there. So,
Monty Collins, Marshall County District 3 Commissioner, joining us in studio this morning. Monty, what are some of the next pressing needs, so to speak? You guys were able to take care of a couple of things there yesterday. What are some things that need to be addressed over the course of the next 2 to 3 to 4 meetings?
Well, we are, so we're right in the middle of, you know, the American Rescue Plan Act, ARPA for short. That money, we have now both tranches, which if people remember, that came out in after COVID. That was one of COVID, not the first one. There was one before that. This was the big second bill that passed that was huge infrastructure-wise. So it, and Marshall County, based on our size, we received just over $6 million. And so you receive $3 million first, and then now we have the other $3 million. So we decided to put that towards water projects, much-needed water projects. So the biggest being in the second district, which is working with the city of Benton to help the folks out in West Marshall that have for years and years have a tower out there, can see where there should be water, but don't have it. So we have that one, and then we have another $1 million one in the first district. And then we're helping out in the third district with one in Calvert as well. And so that's one big thing. All the engineering has started on that. We got an update on it yesterday. I mean, that particular project in West Marshall is, I forget, I mean, it's $4.8 million total, something like that. But some of that is the city received some from the state, and you know, so that's the first big thing that we need to just continue on, because you know, Jeff, I'm sure you're the same way. I don't know what service you have exactly where you live, but internet is another big topic, and I get calls on that all the time, and I don't blame people for that, but usually when I say to them, okay, do you have water, do you have good water, you know, yes, I do, okay, just think about this, there are still, you know, 400 to 500 maybe now, I don't know, it could be more, homes that don't have good potable water, and I think we owe it to those folks to be able to spend that money that we're getting, one-time money ever from the federal government, to go towards that before we're able to get internet to each home, if that makes sense.
And that water issue, that's been a goal going back a long time.
Oh, a long time.
Mike worked on that for
Vision
a long time.
Vision 2020, and it's 2023 right now. It's not an easy – and again, it's one of those things – where, you know, unfortunately, in a county like a rural county like ours, you know, you're spending $6 million of the government's money to hopefully get it to 300, 400, 500 people, you know, and so it's not. If you're in business and making that decision, you're probably not going to do it because you're never going to get your money back. And in fact, the county doesn't get any of that money back if you think about it. I mean, on a monthly basis, those are Benton Water and Jonathan Creek and North Marshall Water. So yeah, it's not. You cannot, when you get into this position, look at everything as a, hey, I'm a business person, this is what I would do if I was doing that personally. No, it's our job. That's our job. Infrastructure and maintaining that infrastructure in the county is our responsibility.
Well, it is an investment in the sense that it is taxpayer money. You
said
government money, but it is taxpayer money.
Yes.
Which government money is taxpayer money, regardless of what the government wants to tell you. But the thing
and about, by the government, we're talking the federal
exactly,
government, right?
The
bad
government.
Guys, not local.
Yeah, federal and state. Yeah. but it is an investment because when you have people looking to move into an area, and you tell them, say, "Well, gosh, we don't have water in this area."
Yeah.
That's a major drawback to potentially relocating to that area or choosing to move into that area. So it, in some ways it is an investment.
It is. And putting my, realtor hat on, it definitely is. We see that all the time. I mean, there are folks now, don't get me wrong. I mean, there are areas where, you know, if you put a new well in, I get it. But, I mean, that's a big investment versus just having water there to tap onto. I get it if you're on a well and you've got a good well. It's just that a lot of those folks out there that are still on well water, those wells are years and years. I mean, you know, and they just – we see some of the water that's coming out of that is incredible. But yes, it is. It's truly an investment. And some of that will be – we won't see, you know, 500 houses picked up all at once. But what you may see is that it goes down to where there is a 10-acre plot of land now that could be developed because it has water there at the road. So, trust me, we need that. I mean, think about if we, well, probably economic development is probably a piece of what you want to talk about today, but if we had someone that we were courting to come in here, that was 1,000 jobs that would go out there at Southwest One. That is one big thing that we would have to answer is, if we don't have the workforce locally to be able to fill that, then where's it going to come from? And if those folks are moving into here, they need housing. Those projects are things that we might not see immediate benefit from, possibly, but you know that you're doing something that in the future is potentially going to help all of us.
Marshall County District 3 Commissioner Monty Collins, our guest this morning on Coffee Call. We'll step aside for our first commercial break and come back and visit with Monty in just a moment.